previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
New vehicle sales in South Africa are up and at their highest level in nearly 11 years. That's according to NAMSA, which is reporting sales of nearly 56,000 units last month. Underpinning volumes, passenger car sales to the car rental companies ahead of the peak travel season. These came in at 21.7% of passenger car sales during the month. For the year to date, the new vehicle market is now 15.7% ahead of the same period last year. And NAMSA says that's despite mixed economic sentiment amongst consumers and helped by a stronger rand, stable fuel costs, lower inflation, and competitive pricing from car makers battling for market share. And talking about cars, it's worth remembering that the price of fuel drops tomorrow. Unleaded petrol comes down by 51 cents a litre. Diesel comes down by between 19 and 21 cents. Illuminating paraffin drops by just 1 cent a litre. Again, the stronger rand is responsible, allied to a weaker international oil price. South Africa's largest airline, Fly South Air, has locked out some of its cabin crew after a deadlock in wage negotiations. The lockout, instigated by management, came into effect at midnight last night. Fly South Air says it has made contingency plans and no flights will be affected. The airline is preventing members of the South African Cabin Crew Association from working. It represents about 65% of the 800 Fly South Air cabin crew members. At this stage, it looks as though the CCMA will be called in to mediate and the union wants to avoid a full-blown strike. South Africa's gambling habit is spiraling out of control. Global Credit Bureau Experian says gambling has moved from entertainment to a necessity for those in financial distress. Experian says there's a clear correlation between gambling activity and financial distress, with those who can barely afford the basic necessities spending up to 40% of their gross income on gambling each month. Companies like Pick n Pay, Capitec, and Famous Brands have already warned that we are facing a national crisis. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down just under a fifth of a percent. London's FTSE the same. In New York, the Dow down half a percent, but the S&P 500 up 0.2%, the Nasdaq up just under half a percent. Tokyo this morning just beneath flat, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney down 0.8%. The US dollar remains firmer at 1.15 to the euro. The rand little change, 17.34 to the dollar, 19.97 to the euro, 22.77 to sterling. Gold at 3,991, platinum at 1,569, Bitcoin just under 107,000, Brent crude oil just over $64.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.